The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Burt Show.
We've been taking a look back at 25 years of Burt Show memories, as the last Burt Show is going to be October 24th, sadly. Weird. It's weird to say still. 15 shows. Not even.
Yeah, we got you got 14 shows in 1 hour.
Yeah, right. I said this a couple of days ago, and I really, really mean it, even though this sounds like a cliche. The legacy that I want this show to leave behind more than anything else when people are looking back at Atlanta history, radio history, is the fact that we all, not the people in the studio, but you guys listening, this whole Burt Show community was able to galvanize and do so much good for the community, right? We played the Will Stark segment a couple of days ago where you guys raised over $250,000 for one Burt's Big Adventure dad that really, really needed it. And here's another one. When we did the big thank you, these were handwritten letters. We had this idea on Thanksgiving to make sure that every soldier, is it soldier?
Every service person
that was deployed outside the United States on Thanksgiving would get a handwritten letter from somebody in the United States of America. Every single one, no matter where they were stationed, would get a handwritten letter. You know how hard it is to get people to write a handwritten letter?
Oh, we knew how hard it was, because it was a hard putt, because that was my first year on the show. My brother was deployed at the time, and he got one of the care packages, the big thank you care packages. We were a little slow out the gate. We didn't know if we were going to hit our mark. And then something just inspired the Burt Show community. And we, I think, far exceeded the number that we needed to get.
Oh, yeah. That first year, and we'll get to the number in just 1 second. The goal here that you guys really believed in also was that, you know, when they're doing those mail roll calls that you see in like TV shows or movies or whatever, we wanted everybody's name to be mentioned in those roll calls and every hand to go up like, oh my God, I got a letter from home. That's what we really wanted. So in 2011, on Veterans Day, after doing our big thank you, we got 650,000 handwritten letters.
Oh my God. That was crazy that year.
Let that number wash over you. 650,000 handwritten letters, and mission was completed. Every single person in the military that was outside the United States on Thanksgiving. 650,000?
Wow. I remember being in the vacant room here in the building. So we're in like an office building, and there's always a floor that's like under construction or nobody is renting, right? Renting space or leasing space. And that was the year when it was like bare bones. We didn't have a big thank you committee. Yeah, yes, there were some volunteers, but Tommy Owen was the one that oversaw this project, and he had his phone, and I will never forget this.
This is what you're going to bring up.
So we're in the room, and I mean, we were putting in hours making sure we had enough letters, and Tommy is going through, and the way they were like bundled and in bins, and he's counting on the, and he got almost to the end of 650,000, right? And he's like counting them, and he lost track.
Oh, no.
That man.
No, I think I hit the wrong button on my iPhone, my calculator.
You did, and it like zeroed out, and you're like, and like, it was like, and he chucked his phone across the room, like literally, and just like walked out of the room because he had been so stressed, because this was such a huge undertaking. So I went and I picked up Tommy's phone and I counted the letters for him.
This would be the equivalent of Tommy finding out that Buc-ee's went bankrupt. It would be that kind of emotional response. Cass, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, when you say handwritten letter, like, you mean it. We didn't allow, I don't think we allowed photocopies.
No?
Uh-uh. We didn't allow typed letters, and there was no ChatGPT to write the letter for you.
Yeah, right.
So a lot of them had illustrations. Like, it truly was a movement from the heart. And I feel so bad about Tommy's calculator error, because if had I known, and this is something everyone needs to know, if you mess up on your calculator and iPhone, you can shake
Shut up, don't tell me.
You can what?
Just shake your phone and it will undo the last step. Oh,
even in 2011?
Uh-huh. They featured the shake thing in 2009.
Well, I will tell you, Cassie, it was quite shaken when I threw it across the room. And when Kristen picked it up, it still said zero.
Yeah.
I remember just these avalanche of calls coming in from, like, Delta flight attendants that were demanding everybody on the flight write a letter, and giving them letters and pencils and pens to write with. There were teachers that were demanding it of all of their students. There were different mom and pop stores and big stores also that had these big cartons of paper. Just, hey, before you check out today, just write a thank you letter. And everybody was doing it.
Wow. It was, but even like even more so after the fact. So the letters go out and then a couple weeks go by. And then we start getting responses, and like servicemen and women are calling the show, because we had a cover letter in there explaining like what this is, what this campaign is, why we're doing it, et cetera. And then people who sent letters, they also included return addresses if they wanted to start like a pen pal or whatever. In like classes, we're getting responses back from men and women in the military. Like, it was just, it was a really cool domino effect.
So in 2011, we get a call from First Lady Michelle Obama.
No.
Yes, to thank us. Now, this was a different time.
Not to thank you guys.
To thank you guys. Not nearly as divisive, but I don't care, man. Even today, when the First Lady of the United States of America calls. I don't care if she's Republican, Democrat. I don't care. It's a very big deal. And she was really calling, like Kristen said, to thank you guys for 650,000 handwritten letters. Michelle Obama.
Hi.
Mrs. Obama?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. It is such an honor to be talking to you on the phone right now.
How are you all doing?
Doing great. Well, thank you so much for calling us. We really, really appreciate it.
Who do I have? I know I've got Bert. Is it, where's Bert?
I'm Bert.
Hey, Bert.
I'm,
Who else is there?
I'm Jen. Nice to meet you.
And great to meet you.
And this is Kristen. It's a pleasure to meet you, Mrs. Obama.
Kristen, so nice to see you. Thank you so much.
And I'm Wendy. So
and
excited
Wendy.
To talk to you. Yes, ma'am.
We have so many. We have so many people on this show that it's going to take up 3/4 of our time to introduce ourselves.
Well, you're never lonely.
Right, that's totally true. That's totally true.
Thing. Like me, I'm rarely alone. I'm surrounded by people. It's a good thing. As long as you like each other.
Is it the kind of thing where you get up in the morning and people pretty much are directing you exactly where to go all day long?
You know, I can usually get out of bed, have breakfast, get dressed on my own, but after that, it's over.
Well, we're very glad that they got the number right, and we're glad you called today.
Well, I am. I just had to call you guys when I heard about your big thank you campaign, because this is exactly the kind of outreach and activity that we love to see, that means so much to our men and women in uniform. And the fact that you set, which was a phenomenal goal of sending 400,000 letters to our men and women serving overseas, but that you then exceeded that and have over 600,000 letters written, that is truly amazing. And that's the reason why I just had to call in and thank your team and your listeners for stepping up over the holidays. I've had the privilege of meeting with so many men and women in uniform and their families, and it really means so much to them, these small gestures, just knowing that they live in a country where people appreciate their sacrifice and service, and these letters are going to make the world of difference. So I just had to call and congratulate you all for pulling this tremendous achievement off.
You know, Mrs. Obama, I haven't even told the rest of the staff yet exactly how many letters we have received.
No, you're fine.
I wanted you to tell
beans?
Them. We're actually at 650,000 letters, you guys.
Wow.
Are you serious?
Yeah, 650,000 now.
That is beyond anything that you can imagine. And I think that you guys serve as an example of what Americans are willing to do if asked. And that's really the premise behind our Joining Forces campaign. We know that our nation values our troops and the families who serve alongside them. But so often, if you're not living near a base, if you don't have a family member serving, if you don't know of someone serving, you don't necessarily know the sacrifice. So we want to be in that position to encourage community groups and organizations and businesses to make that ask, to figure out how in their own spheres they can encourage people to reach out to these individuals who are doing so much for us. And big thank you is just one of those shining examples. So you all should really be proud of yourselves as well as your listeners, because I certainly am.
Thank you. Thank you. So when you hear that number, 650,000, what statement does that make to you about people's attitude towards the military?
Well, it's what I've seen. It's that we are proud of our country, and we're proud of the people who, because truly there, when we think about it, there is 1% of our country that is serving, and they are protecting the rights of the other 99% of us. That's just 1%, a very small fraction of the population. And I have always known that the rest of us are willing and eager to step up if asked, if we give people parameters around which they can act. I think a lot of people think that they have to be a military expert or live near a base or do something, some grand gesture to have an impact. But what these 600,000 letters show is that people are just eager to do whatever they think will make a difference in the lives of our men and women in uniform. And it doesn't take much more than a thank you, a letter, an acknowledgement. So I think this validates what I already know about our country, that we are full of individuals who are ready to step up when called to act.
First Lady Michelle Obama joining the Burt Show this morning.
Mrs. Obama, when you become the First Lady, how do you decide which campaigns to launch and which campaigns to support in your position?
You know, for me, I operate from a place of passion, because I figure I'm going to be the most authentic and the most effective around issues that I personally care deeply about. And over the course of the campaign, you know, before my husband was elected and I was out there traveling around the country, I spent a lot of time meeting primarily with women and mothers juggling, you know, work and family life balance, because I wanted to make sure their voices were heard in the course of the campaign. But every time I met with a group of women, no matter where I went, there were new voices that I hadn't heard before, and they were voices of military spouses who were managing all of the same problems and issues all the rest of us were, but in addition, they were dealing with their fourth deployment. They were dealing with their seventh move. They were dealing with the fact that their kids were in their 10th school. And these women primarily, but also men, were doing all of this sacrificing all in the shadows, with no complaints, with no regrets, just with a huge sense of pride. And I sort of connected with those individuals and said to myself then that if my husband got elected, I would use this platform to help shine a light on these phenomenal individuals. And I was fortunate enough that my husband selected Joe Biden, who was married to Jill Biden, who is a Blue Star mom, who also had a passion for this issue. So it really comes out of my own personal experience. While I'm not didn't grow up in a military family, I did come to know these individuals over the course of my work traveling around the country, and they just blew my mind. And I wanted to make sure that I was doing everything in my power to lift them up and to rally the country around supporting them.
Do you find that the decisions about the military are the most stressful for the president?
He takes his responsibilities as commander-in-chief deeply seriously, because, you know, you're dealing with the lives of young people. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you've ever gone on a base or visited a military hospital and you go into the rooms of the wounded, people who have lost limbs and have severe burns and whose lives are going to be impacted forever, these are kids, you know. They're 19, they're 20, they're 18. When you go on these bases and you see commanders and officers, they're young men, many of them, and women who are disciplined and passionate and so incredibly smart. You can't have these experiences and not take the role of Commander-in-Chief seriously. So yes, I do know that the decisions that involve our military weigh heavily on my husband, no matter what those decisions and issues are going to be. And that's why this administration has invested so much in improving veterans affairs. Part of the reason why I've been able to be so successful with joining forces is that truly this mission comes from the top. It's the president, the vice president, on down. Everybody believes that if we are going to have an all-voluntary military, then we have to serve them as well as they serve us. And that's not just when they're wearing the uniform, but it's after they've worn the uniform, after these wars are over. This is a forever commitment that we have to make to these men and women and to their families.
We're going to be gushing with gratitude, and I am beyond proud to be a part of a military family. My dad is a Vietnam veteran. My brother is currently deployed to Afghanistan and serving as a staff sergeant in the Marines. And with the timing of our conversation and Veterans Day, what would you like Americans to reflect on and really remember what is important about Veterans Day?
Well, you know, I think that we have to remember that the freedoms that we enjoy here in this country are ones that have been hard fought by men and women for generations, our veterans, and the sacrifice for many, as you know, for a Gold Star family who has made the ultimate sacrifice, who's lost someone. You know, you can't put into words the cost. So on this day, let's remember that every day we have to honor these individuals in whatever way works best for us. As we say in Joining Forces, our motto is everyone can do something. And the key is finding the something that you do best and finding a way to connect that to the needs and challenges and issues facing our veterans and their families. And the other part that I would encourage people to remember is that it's not just the men and women who serve, but it is their families. You know, as a military kid, you know, how much sacrifice and stress that you undergo just having your loved ones in harm's way. And we have to keep lifting people like you up because you may not be wearing a uniform, but the burden is just as great, and I have seen it up close and personal. So we can't forget our veterans, our troops, or our military families, and this is the perfect day to reinvest or invest, if you haven't already, in some act of kindness and connection with a military family in your midst.
Mrs. Obama, thank you so much for your time. What an honor to talk to you. And I know it's going to mean so much to our Burt Show listening community that you took the time to honor their efforts the last couple of weeks. So thank you so much.
Well, everyone should be proud of themselves. This, you know, it is my great honor to be able to call you guys and congratulate you on such a big effort. Just keep it going. And again, congratulations. You all have a reason to celebrate. So thanks for letting me call in.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.